Employment rights. Bernard Seymour looks at workplace changes over the coming year. In 2026 and 2027, major legislation will come into force that will affect many current practices in the employer/employee relationship. Those of you who are retired will see how employee rights have improved since your retirement. You may also have children or grandchildren who will now benefit from the changes. Harassment at work. In 2025, Unite, which has almost 300,000 women members, polled women on whether they had experienced sexual harassment while at work or traveling to or from work, including in or out of work hours. The survey revealed that 25% said they had been sexually assaulted. What are the changes? Tightening the duty on the employer to take reasonable steps to prevent sexual harassment in the workplace. Whistleblowing protection extended to cover sexual harassment complainants. A ban on confidentiality preventing discussions of discrimination or harassment. Protection from third-party harassment, such as from customers. When will this happen? October 2026. Enforcement. Most claims have a 3-month time limit from the date of an act complained about for bringing it to an employment tribunal. What are the changes? The time limit for employment tribunal claims will be increased to 6 months. When will the changes happen? April 2026. Family rights. The law will extend the protection given to new mums and dads. Those who have suffered a bereavement of a family member will also be entitled to time off. What are the changes? Paternity leave and unpaid parental leave will become a day one right. There will be protection from dismissal during pregnancy, maternity, adoption or shared parental leave or within 6 months of returning to work. A new right to bereavement leave. When will the changes happen? April 2026. Day 1, paternity and unpaid parental leave. 2027, dismissal protection and bereavement leave. Sick pay. If you are unwell, there is a 3-day waiting period to be eligible for statutory sick pay, SSP, and SSP is only available to those who have a certain level of earnings. What are the changes? SPA available to all employees, no waiting period, no earnings threshold. When will the changes happen? April 2026. Unfair dismissal. If an employer terminates an employee's contract without a fair reason, such as conduct or redundancy, or fails to follow correct procedures, this could mean the employee has been unfairly dismissed. What are the changes? Currently, an employee needs to have worked for 2 years before they can bring a claim. This will be reduced to 6 months. The cap on compensation for unfair dismissal claims will be removed. At present, compensation for unfair dismissal is capped at the lower of 1 year's pay and £118,223. The figure is revised each year. With the new law, the cap will be removed so there will be no limit on the amount awarded. When will the changes happen? January 2027. Flexible working. Since COVID, there has been an increase in the number of employees requesting more flexible working arrangements, such as working from home or job sharing. What are the changes? It will be harder for employers to refuse requests for flexible working. When will the changes happen? 2027. Working hours. 0 hours, or casual, contracts are usually for piecework or on-call work and give very little protection as the worker is not an employee. What are the changes? 0/low hours workers will have a right to be offered a contract reflecting regular hours. 0/irregular hours workers will be given a right to notice of shifts and compensation for cancellation. When will the changes happen? 2027.